A tough immigration enforcement law scheduled to take effect in Arizona next month is touching off debate and controversy far beyond the southwestern state. As a consequence, immigration reform is moving higher on the list of issues Americans say they want their politicians to address. The Arizona law requires immigrants to carry their registration documents at all times. It also directs police to question people they suspect are in the country illegally, a job usually done by federal law enforcement. National opinion polls show roughly half of Americans wished their state would copy Arizona's approach. We found a microcosm of the national views on immigration in one small northwest town. Woodland, Washington is a surprisingly diverse American small town. Third-generation berry farmers live near people who commute to work in distant Portland, Oregon, who in turn live near underemployed construction and mill workers. Woodland also has a growing Hispanic population. The mix verged on combustible at an overflowing city council meeting recently.
Good evening.
Council members pondered a resolution to endorse Arizona's immigration crackdown and urged the Washington State Legislature to follow suit.
The law opens the door to the indiscriminate use of racial profiling against individuals that look or sound foreign.
If you came to this country illegally, you started off on the wrong foot. You need to go back home, do the paperwork, and come back the right way.
A lot of these people who are coming in illegally, they're getting medical coupons, they're getting food stamps, they're getting all kinds of things that is provided through our tax system. And it has to stop. It has to stop somewhere.
The evening's testimony mirrors the responses in recent national surveys. A Washington Post ABC News poll found a majority of Americans, 58%, support the controversial course of action Arizona is taking. And roughly half of the respondents in another national poll said they want their state to copy Arizona's get-tough approach. City Council member Benjamin Fredericks instigated the controversial resolution to that effect in Woodland.
Well, it obviously isn't working from the top down. The federal government is ignoring current law, and that's why I believe Arizona has the right to pass their own laws. And so this may be an effort to start from the bottom up. What I'd like to see from Olympia is that they take this on.
Olympia is where the Washington State Legislature meets. Woodland retiree Norma Brunson agrees illegal immigration is out of hand, but she says local Hispanic families are good people.
Should Washington State copy Arizona?
No. We're not a border town. And that's the way I feel. Number one, we're not a border town. That's not our business.
In the end, the Woodland City Council voted down the resolution that would have urged the legislature to copy Arizona's tough enforcement approach. City councils in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California have passed boycotts of Arizona travel and business contracts to show their disapproval. Most recently, the debate surfaced in Fremont, Nebraska, where voters approved a city law against hiring or renting to illegal immigrants. Juan Barella is a counselor and human rights activist in Woodland. He says Arizona's immigration controversy has awakened the nation's Latino communities.
Now we're galvanized, united, and we're strong, and we're getting the vote.
Portland, Oregon-based opinion pollster Adam Davis says all of the controversy is moving immigration higher on the list of issues people want addressed.
When you ask about the biggest problem facing the nation, just recently, there's been a real surge in the number of people that mention immigration. And in the West, particularly, it jumped from 2 to 16% in the Western states saying that it is the biggest problem facing the nation.
Davis theorizes the support for stronger immigration enforcement reflects tough times.
They feel these people are taking jobs away from legal residents. And in tough economic times, this is something that really concerns a lot of people. And it's just not jobs. There's also a feeling that resources are limited and that there isn't the money out there to provide services, government services to these people.
Craig Keller hopes to tap that public unease. Keller directs a citizen initiative campaign in Washington state. His proposal would require all employers to check the immigration status of new hires through the government's E-Verify service. Recipients of public benefits would also have to be validated.
It's very ironic that there's huge public demand for a law like this to be passed, but the representatives, quote-unquote, that have been selected to go to Olympia are not representing the people. And that's why this is a perfect example of why the citizens' initiative process is required.
Keller's campaign needs to gather 250,000 voter signatures to qualify the measure for the November ballot. Meanwhile, the Obama administration and some Arizona city governments hope to convince the judge to stop Arizona's new immigration law from taking effect in late July. For VOA News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Woodland, Washington.